From London to Hollywood and even Santa Barbara.
Hello, peasants.
It's the Royal Report with Gary Bryan and Lisa Stanley.
Hello, Governor.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay. Oh, yay.
Well, I was wondering when Thomas Markle would be speaking.
I had to go back. Conchita was making me some chorizo. And I had to get some calories in before I came out here.
I was wondering when you were going to weigh in on Meghan Markle's appearance on The Ellen Show last week.
Oh, that was terrible.
You finally weighed in saying that you were squirming in your chair.
That's because of the chorizo.
Yes.
A little gas that'll coming out my tooter.
As you watched your daughter.
I'm not squeezing out a Twizzler in there.
As you watched your daughter on The Ellen Show calling her appearance a stupid stunt.
That was a stupid stunt. Okay, I know about stupid stunts.
I might, for the very first time, almost agree with you, Thomas Markle. Almost.
Hey, you ever date? You open to dating an overweight ex lighting director?
No. Oh, God.
I can burp and toot at the same time.
Well, no, that was Wendy Williams. When you can do that, then we'll talk.
Oh, I took out a sidewall one time.
That's some big old
toot.
Never mind. All right, Thomas told the Mirror, it's no way to behave. Oh, excuse me. Hello, pot kettle calling. Look who's talking about behaving.
I have been perfectly behaved. Except one time I slipped up.
Yeah, one time.
Time to take care of Daddy.
Oh, no, that's never going
to
happen.
Time to look after me.
Nope,
it's time to look after Daddy.
Nope, never going
to
happen.
Time to look after Daddy.
All right, Thomas Markle said the whole thing was embarrassing for the royal family as well as for Meghan.
I'm part of the royal family, you know.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. It's got my genes in there. Oh, yes. How dare you.
How dare you?
How dare you?
All right, Markle says he thinks that Meghan should really think about how she embarrassed everyone in the United Kingdom.
That's a United Kingdom to me. You know, it's UK.
Thomas says Meghan putting herself out there as a duchess, not acting very duchessy.
She'd act like a dookie.
He says.
Pass the duchess.
He's never seen a duchess behave this way. Well, how do you? You don't even know a duchess. So what are you talking about?
I know Queen Latifah.
No.
I know a queen.
He's never seen
one.
A duchess doing stupid stunts like his daughter did. He also told the Mirror he felt wounded and disappointed that Meghan spoke of her struggles before success and didn't acknowledge his support. He claims if not for him getting her into the union, she would not have been a working actress. Not to mention, he says, he paid for that Screen Actors Guild card. So to not be acknowledged really upset him. And then he contradicted Meghan when she told, remember she told Ellen the story of how she had to get in her car? Let me remind you.
I would park at gate 3 and then I would scoot on over. And what was so nice is the security guards here would always say, break a leg, we hope you get it. So to drive in today was very different. So I had this very, very old Ford Explorer Sport. And at a certain point, the key stopped working on the driver's side, so you couldn't get yourself in through the door. So after auditions, I would park at the back of the parking lot, and I would open the trunk and climb in, and then pull it shut behind me and crawl over all my seats to get out. That's how I would come to and fro.
Oh, my God.
I know. So it was not
ideal. Did anyone ever see you climb through a trunk?
No, I would play it off. I would go like, oh, I'm just looking for my resume and my highlighters for my script. Oh, maybe it's back there. And then crawl.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hardy har har.
Well, Daddy
She never
dearest.
Went to and fro. I can tell you that. Right?
Daddy Dearest says that's not his memory. Oh, no. Thomas Markle says he doesn't remember any time that Meghan had to crawl out the back of the car. He says the doors worked fine on that Ford until, he says, the day she sold it. And as for Harry and Meghan not going to England for Christmas to see the Queen, Thomas says it's disgusting.
It's despicable.
As this could be, and it could, be the last time Harry will get the chance to see his grandmother for for the holidays.
I called her up. I said, "Listen, Queen.
Oh, sure.
I'll represent for the Markle family."
And how did that conversation go?
Well, I never really got her. I left a message.
Called the visitor center.
Yeah, who'd you call?
Well, now that Megan is, you know, that she loves everybody so much, you know, and she's such a fine, fine person, you'd think she might cut her own family a little slack and
she's never, ever
let us come
getting back together
well,
with you again.
She's selfish.
In the words of Taylor Swift, she is never, ever,
she's
ever
shellfish.
Getting back
she's
with
a shellfish.
You. She's a shellfish.
She's a shellfish, and if she come, and if
uh-huh.
how can she be nice to other people and she uh-huh. can't even be nice to her own family?
Because her own family has not been kind to her. Thank you. Okay.
Kind to her how?
Never mind.
Go ahead, explain the whole damn thing
never
to everybody.
Mind,
go ahead, trash
Daddy
me over
Markle.
There. Now tell you what.
Consuela, can I have some more chorizo over here?
And pass the dookie.
Sure, amigo.
It's pass the duchy, you
pass
idiot.
Pass the dookie, duchy. The duchess is making a dookie.
You've been listening to the unofficial Royal Report.
Let them eat candy.